Right, I think we're ready. I'm a bit nervous because I've not hosted a proper show before, but here we go.
You'll be fine. we'll help you.
Yeah. Right, are we ready?
We got this.
I've got to press two buttons at once here because I've put a video up now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening, hello, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 485, not far off that big 500, and today is July the 22nd, 2018. I'm one of the hosts tonight, Mark Wright, also known online as Mark Hannix, and tonight I have with me Kim Woods, GamerGirl27. Hello, Kim, you're looking very radiant today.
Thank you. Howdy, howdy, everyone. Hope everybody's having a good day.
And we also have Mr. Phil Olsen, who is known on the Twitters and the Xbox as Phil Fee. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm good, thank you, Mark. Hi, Kim. And why do I not look radiant tonight as well, Mark?
It's just
I put Kim, on this think, blusher especially
yeah, it's
for
that
you.
Lipstick, what does it, on, Kim?
Jeez. Right. Anyway,
yeah,
get
we
on
have
with it.
We have no Robin tonight because Robin is babysitting. He's realised what women's work is really all about. And finally seeing the light. And Greg DeLacy is off treating Cindy because it is her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Yeah. I don't know how old. I don't want to know how old, but it is her birthday. So congratulations. I've got a special little clip for you for that, Cindy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yeah! Yeah!
We broadcast every week on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. on the West Coast and 4 p.m. on the East Coast. You can find us live streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/OzzyPodcast, on Mixer, mixer.com, OzzyPodcast, and on YouTube, which is youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. So let's get into some story time.
Everyone here loves story time.
Greg's not able, he's clumping to work this week.
When we gather around his great big chair and
Greg DeLacy. So, Kim, your big 4-0 yesterday, how did that go?
It was fine. I mean, you know, there was no new wrinkles spreaded up, no gray hair showed up, you know, and nothing like that. It was another day. It was fine. I had cake. I ate too much. I'm going to have to pay for that this week on the exercise bike. But all in all, it was a good day. So,
yeah, you can never have too much cake.
Honestly didn't think, Kim, that you'd reach the big 4-0. Seriously, I thought you were, you know, mid-30s at the most.
I hear that a lot, but no, I swear, I hit the big 4-0 yesterday and apparently broke out the red lipstick, but yeah, what the hell. So, yeah, it was good.
And a new webcam as well?
Yes, I got a new webcam. I took advantage of the Xbox sale and bought me another year of Xbox Live, so I'm good up until, 2020, I think, or 2019, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's on sale for £26.50 in the UK for a year, and is it $30 or $40 in the US, is it?
Yeah, $40 bucks.
Yeah, so...
See,
yeah.
It ties in together.
Yeah,
thank me for that.
I'm buying another year to stack on mine when I get paid next week. So that'll take me up to end of 2019, so... Yeah,
same here. So I figure when Black Friday rolls around, if there's another good deal, I'll grab another gear and just keep stacking the suckers. So
I know Greg's paid up to like 2020 at least as well. So.
Well, you know, Greg's an overachiever, so you know. So yeah, it's all good. Like I said, new webcam, which I don't know. I think it looks like really good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked. So
yeah,
you know, there's that too. So that was good. That was a good $50 spent on Amazon the other day. So yeah. Let's see what else.
It was Prime Day last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you come on there and you're like, the webcam you bought's on sale. And I'm like,
yeah, because I picked one up as well.
Figure.
Yeah, 20 something pound I paid for mine. And because it normally retails at about 60, 70 quid, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Logitech C920. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a fancy little thing. 1080p as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they've been around. The C920 has been around for quite a while now. It's the,
and a lot of streamers use it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Did you pick out up in the Prime Day sales, Phil?
No, I was on holiday. So, and also it's getting a bit tight this month.
Yeah,
so I started a new job a couple of months ago, and it's only this weekend when I get actually get paid properly for the first time since April.
Wow.
So I held off. But to be honest, the stuff that they had been on sale, similar sales before. Mm-hmm. The Alexa stuff, which you're new to, is similar prices. So every couple of months, those prices go down. So I may pick up a few things. I need to pick up a new camera, though, I think. Yeah. No, apart from that, didn't buy anything. I'll wait until the weekend.
Yeah. I got the webcam and I got the Echo Dot, which was only 29 quid. So I am now an Alexa owner. So we've been playing around, and it's fun. I don't know how long the novelty will last. got a couple of Wi-Fi smart bulbs and a couple of Wi-Fi smart plugs, the cheap ones from Amazon. They came today, so I can control the lights and everything. So it's quite cool, really fancy.
Nice.
So holidays, Phil. Where did you go? Anywhere nice?
I went down to Pembrokeshire in Southwest Wales. So I grew up in Southwest Wales, up until the age of about 14. So it was like going home for me. Lots of beaches, lots of things to do, seeing family and everything else. No gaming at all during the week. No, it's fantastic. The weather wasn't too hot either.
Yeah, it's been a bit cooler this week. We had a bit of rain this week over here, but it's forecast another scorcher next week. So
yeah.
It's going to be interesting. new mattress, Kim. You got a new mattress.
Has
Nicole inspired you?
Yes, it is. It's Nicole's fault, actually. In all honesty, I was looking at a few, for a few months, because the one I've got, it's not very old, but I don't know. I'm not sleeping very well on it, so I thought, well, maybe it's time to upgrade, and maybe that's why I'm getting old. I don't know, but she gave the Nectar such a glowing review, and I've been talking to her about it since then. And I thought, and it's not very, expensive, and they let you do monthly payments and that sort of thing. So that, well, I'll give it a shot. So I bought me a Nectar. So I don't know. I think it'll be here next or this week, some point, I assume. Because they said 2 to 5 days. Well, we've already blown past the 2 days, and it's not here. So I'm assuming it'll be here sometime next week, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah, so,
yeah. I've been watching a TV series. I've watched all 2 seasons of it, and this was a recommendation from Phil, and it's called Goliath. About a washed-up attorney, lawyer, who gets asked to represent someone on this big case, and it is really good. Really, really gritty and fun. There's a lot of comedy moments in it and stuff. And
I thought you'd enjoy it. It was going, going back to my pizza delivery days of giving recommendations. Yeah. I love it when I give a recommendation and it's well received. It's a great show, and Kim, you really should watch it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's
will do. I'll add it to the list.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton plays the lead character. In the first season, some of the lawyers in it, there's Molly Parker from House of Cards and Lost in Space. She's in it. She's quite good in that. I like Molly Parker. So yeah, it's really good. It's on Amazon Prime in the UK. I presume it'll be on Amazon Prime in the US as well. So yeah, cool. Very good recommendation, Phil. Thank you very much.
No worries.
So, anything else happened this week for you guys?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I did some one thing being away with family, played lots of games, but board games. Started we learned how to play Mexican Train. Don't know if you know that.
No,
it's nothing to do with walls or anything. It's a it's a dominoes game, so it's good fun. good fun. Mexican Train, we played some Cluedo, or Clue as you call it in the States. I've got a Simpsons version of that. Lots of card games, and we've started collecting a tabletop wargaming game or figures called Burrows and Badgers.
All right.
So all the characters are animals, but they're dressed as knights and various things. Yeah. So that's good fun. Yeah,
it's making a big resurgence, isn't it? Board gaming. I know.
Huge. Yeah.
Darren on Midlife Gamer, he's been into it for quite a while now. He's always pimping games out, and I noticed on Prime Day sale there's quite a few of us. Exploding Kittens was on sale.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah. So that's a really good game. Another good one is Codenames as well.
Yeah.
That's quite a good classic one. But no, it's good fun.
Mm, very good. So might as well get into the gaming side of it. Let's play another jingle.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
So we're getting towards the back end of the month now, and as you guys may or may not know, we do an item called Games with Benefits, where we select one of the freebies from the Xbox Games with Gold or the PlayStation Plus. This month we picked Assault Android Cactus. We always get our name wrong, don't we? on the Xbox One, and Heavy Rain on the PS4. So I've actually played a bit of Assault Android Cactus.
Mm-hmm. So have I. Yeah.
I as well.
It's quite a fun twin stick shooter. It's very colourful, pretty frantic. The play area is quite small. I'm just going to try and get it up on screen now. It's hard doing two things at once for a man. the play area is quite small, but there's plenty of drops for the power-ups for the weapons and everything. And your battery recharges, you get battery drops and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've not got far into it, but yeah, I'm liking it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I played it for a couple of minutes. I played it for about 15 minutes and enjoyed it. I haven't gone back to it yet.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's enjoyable. I don't know what it's like with, I take it's couch co-op. I don't know if there's online multiplayer, but that's good fun. Mm.
Yeah.
And free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ish.
It's about time we put some decent-ish games in there. I think just lately the 360 backward compatible games have been overshadowing the full-on Xbox One titles, because Splinter Cell Conviction's on now, isn't it? Since the 16th, so I need to revisit that. Anyone played Heavy Rain on PS4?
No. I was going to, but then I got to playing everything.
I've purchased it, but I haven't downloaded it yet. But I have actually played it a long time ago on the PS3. But I never completed it. I never finished it. I just got waylaid and bored, I think. It was hard to follow for me. But I might give it another shot. So, you've also started another game this week, Kim. What you finished the first one of last week, Banner Saga 2.
Yes, indeed. How's that one going? Pretty well. It's pretty much a more of the same, but it's still very good. I haven't got very far into it yet, but it kind of gives you the option when you start. You can either start over new and play it that way, as if you've never played the first one, or you can download or you can upload your save from the first game and continue that one. And that's what I did. And
all right, so it carries on.
Yes, it carries on.
What does it carry over from the first game then?
It carries on like if someone died, of course, go into the second game, they've stayed dead, and kind of like your decisions that you did in the first game will carry over to the second game, and I assume it'll affect how it outcomes. I don't know, I haven't got very far, but it's a nice little game. Like I said, I'm enjoying it, obviously, because I started the second one like pretty much right after finished. Yeah. So we got it for free, so you know. There you go. If you haven't played the first one, I say go ahead and give this one a go. It's it's a very good game.
It was on Games with Gold quite a while ago, this wasn't it? Yeah. So is this any improvement over the first, or is it exactly the same?
I don't know. I mean, style wise and everything, it's exactly exactly the same. And the stories, it carries on from the first one, so it hasn't really changed that much. But it's still very good. Like I said, I haven't got very far into it, but we'll see how it goes. So I don't know if it'll be any longer than the first game, because for me it seemed like the first game was pretty short. There was only like seven chapters, and it still took me like 3 days to finish, which for me is still pretty good. But you know, for somebody else that you know, they want to sit and just play it, I imagine you could probably finish it in one day, maybe two.
Yeah.
So.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I tried this when the first one. Perhaps I didn't get on with it. Only,
no, I didn't get on.
It was
with
one
it
of those things that, you know, literally 3 minutes in, and I'm like, yeah, this isn't for me. But I'll give it another try for a new recommendation. But it's I don't know, it just didn't grab me, and it should have.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of the same way, because I wasn't used to the fact that it's kind of like the first Dragon Age, where your characters don't actually talk. They're just words across the screen. So that was a little different. I think they might talk like in cutscenes, but other than that, they don't really speak. So that was a little bit. And I'm not very good with, like I said, the turn-based deal where you have to figure out where you want to put your guy, because I'm still trying to figure out where the best place is to put him so they don't automatically get the shit kicked out of him. But, you know... I still screw up every now and again where I send a guy in, and the next thing I know, he's being flogged by two of the bad guys. I'm like, shit, I could have placed him over there and it might have been better. But, you know, it's pretty forgiving in that respect. I think I've only managed to kill off like one or two maybe, and they never came back. So,
I'm surprised,
so you know.
I'm surprised Greg hasn't played this, because he likes his turn-based.
I know, he does indeed, and he should try it. I mean, I know it's not aliens, but, you know, there's you know, Dredge and Vikings and a big serpent, so you know, try it.
And we all know how Greg loves a big serpent,
a big serpent, yeah.
Apparently his big serpent got
I don't want to know these things. I didn't want to know these things, so
well, he put it in the WhatsApp chat about he had a good time last night, so yeah, well, we'll just leave it to our imaginations. So, Abzu, Phil, you've been playing the underwater game, Abzu. I've got
yeah,
this on Steam.
This just arrived on Games Pass and on Xbox. And it looks fantastic. It looks really nice. Swimming around, doing things. I've got no idea what I'm doing.
No.
I've got no clue whatsoever.
There's certain items where you swim to and you can interact with them and they do something.
Yeah, and you can hop on the back of things. Why? I don't know. I spent a good half hour on it today and I've got no clue. No idea. You're some guy swimming around who can hold his breath. It doesn't need to come up for air. You go into different areas and there's meditation statues, apparently, where you meditate and then have to swim or fly to something else. Oh, I don't know. I'll probably go back to it because the visuals and the gameplay are quite attractive.
Yeah.
But as you can see from the clip, it's just nothing happening. No, it's
I got this in a Humble Bundle a while ago on Steam, and I played it for about half an hour. And although it's really pretty, I just had no clue what I was doing, and I need to go back to it because it does look interesting. It looks like an underwater version of Journey for me on the PlayStation.
Yeah,
that was a bit of a weird old game.
It feels nice. The camera's a bit the right thumbstick moves the camera, and that's can be a bit annoying when you suddenly lose track of where you are and you're underneath yourself and all over. But aside from that, what you're seeing on the screen now is basically what it is. It's just swim around and dive and among shoals. Nothing attacks you, nothing so far. There being great whites and various sharks that you can just hop on the back of and let them take you around.
Yeah, I was just trying to find some of the later parts where there isn't just water, there's some corals and it looks really pretty, which is what I've got on stream now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even puzzles either. I mean, you have to get certain things to move forward, but there's no map. I don't know if I'm leaving stuff behind. See, there's that shark. Mm.
Yeah.
And he disappears. I haven't seen him again.
is he called Bruce? so, is it throwing achievements at you then? Is it quite friendly, quite good on the achievement side? Or?
I think it's an arcade title, so there's only 10 achievements.
Ah, right, okay, yeah.
But I've had a couple from it, but you know, it's things like make sure you've collected all the. I mean, I've no idea. You just collected a shell. I've no idea what those shells are for.
You collect three of them apparently in the future when you go to the toilet. Demolition Man reference there for the older guys. Very interesting. Looks very cutesy.
Perplexing.
Talking of perplexing, I played a beta this week, which is available to Xbox Preview members, and it's called Vigor. And they say it's a survival type game, similar to PUBG, but it's more, to me, it's more like Escape from Tarkov, which that is still in beta stage, but that is a really good intense game. I didn't really get on with this one. The premise is good. It's very similar to Escape from Tarkov. You get dropped into a map, you have to scavenge for loot, and then get to an extraction point. That is it. The only downside is if you get killed while you're in the map, you lose everything you have on you. Your weapons, your loot, your ammo, everything. Any medication, bandages and stuff. But if you do get extracted, then you get to keep that and you put it in your stash. So when you come out of the exit area, you go into your own little house, and that's where it's different to Escape from Tarkov. This is more like a base building thing. You can improve your building, your house, improve the facilities there and everything. I don't 100% know how you do that yet. I've not got that far into it because I deleted it. I didn't get on with it.
That tells me a lot there.
The gameplay. The sound isn't very good. There's a lot of ambient sound, but your footsteps, you can hear your footsteps, but you can't hear enemy's footsteps. The first time I played it, this guy just walked up behind me and just unloaded his weapon into my back. His gun, Kim, his gun. And and I never even heard him, which is awful, because like in games like Tarkov and PUBG, sound is such a key role in these type of games. I found that going up to loot and getting the prompt with the X to take the loot was very finicky. You have to be in an exact position to activate that. And I know it's in beta, and I'm never going to improve it. And I believe this is on PC as well, which has been out more than the Xbox version. So they will be working on it. But for me at the moment, it's really finicky.
So was this the one that was teased at E3?
I didn't see this in E3.
Yeah, it rings a bell. They had something come up and said, yeah. It just said Vigor or something.
In their ID showcase, yeah, it might have been actually. But I didn't really notice it that much.
And there's only one. Is it only one person who gets extracted, or is it as many people as get to the correct area?
It puts you into the map with eight. There's eight players altogether, so there's seven other human players in there. There's no AI players, by what I can gather at the moment, whereas in Escape from Tarkov there's a lot of enemy AIs called scavs, which are a bit easier to kill. There's seven of you, and Escape from Tarkov, if you leave too early, you get penalised for escaping too early, but with this you can just loot up and leave, and it doesn't really penalise you, which is pretty good, I suppose. But graphically, although it looks quite pretty on the screen now, on the stream, in the actual game itself, I didn't think it was that good. It wasn't nowhere near as good as PUBG, and not a patch on Tarkov. Whereas, I know Tarkov is a PC game, so it's hard for it to compete with that, especially in beta. But yeah, I just didn't get on with it at all. I'll probably revisit it when it's had a few more updates, because I know Greg's keep saying, oh, you shouldn't be so hasty and delete it. You give it a chance and all this lot, but I've got too much to do. I just delete. So, yeah, I might revisit it when Greg says that he's enjoying it. Pillars of Eternity, Kim. You've been back on
yes.
that, have you?
I picked it up, a few months ago in an Xbox sale. I think they had it down to like $20 or $30. So I picked it up. because I've been itching to play it, and I don't have a computer, so that would run it. So, you know, I was excited when it came to Xbox, and Tony was over, and of course, we finally finished Ratchet and Clank, and I promised him when we finished Ratchet and Clank, we'd play another game. Well, he wanted to play a Dragon game. Well, we went through all the games I've got, and of course, I have thousands of Dragon games, and that's the one he decided that we should play, so we started it. I don't know if he was impressed, but I'm enjoying it. You play as a, well, I don't know, there's several to pick from. I think I picked a ranger because you got a little animal to come along with you to kind of help take care of the bad guys. And you're on in a like a caravan. You're going somewhere else. I think it's Gilded Vale or something like that. Anyway, you're attacked by the natives, I guess you want to call them, because they think you've trampled in their temple. And you haven't, but you get killed anyway. And there's some sort of spook or something that comes after you. I can't remember what they've called it. The bivouac or something. So it you run in this temple and you have to get out of it with you and another guy. And you see a bunch of weird things. And, you know, it's your typical little fantasy kind of game. It's a little weird when you get to, attack someone because the game pauses. And the first time it did that, I'm like, oh, what the hell did I just do? Did I hit the pause button? What the hell? And then I realized it lets you go and target them and all that. And then you can hit the button and unpause it. And you automatically, you know, fire your arrow or whatever at him. So, you know, it's it's okay.
I always get this mixed up with Path of Exile because the name's so similar. Because I know Path of Exile is very much a Diablo type game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's much kind of the way this one is too. At least so far, I finally made it to Gilded Vale, and apparently, do y'all remember, was it 300, where they killed all the people and then tied them up in the tree?
Yeah.
And, like, The Witcher 3, they did the same thing by hanging all the people in the tree. It's apparently a very popular thing, because the bad guy, or whatever, the main asshat in this town, he did the same thing to some of the people in the town. You walk in, and there's a street full of dead people just hanging there, and I'm like, really?
Another program where they hang people from Handmaid's Tale. A really good program.
Yeah.
Praise me. Fruit again,
are we?
You know.
Face for the food.
I'm telling you.
But that happens all the time in England, Kim.
Well, so I realize that, but
some of our villages, if you walk into, you'll see a line of hanging bodies, usually Americans.
All in one tree, apparently. Yeah. They were like decorations. It was like Christmas, only really, really creepy, you know. Anyway, but yes, Pillars of Eternity. I haven't got very far, but if you're wanting a cool little RPG kind of thing, go for it. Yeah. So, if it's on sale.
It looks more involved in Diablo to me. It is a little bit,
but like I said, I haven't got very far, so I haven't got, you know, very far into it. I'm getting prepared. Me and another elf, who I apparently saved from a fight. I don't remember exactly how I ended up with this guy, but we're about to go into some old temple, and apparently it's filled with bad guys, and apparently there was a mass murder or something a few years ago, and they killed all the priests that were keeping this temple open, and they buried them in a mass grave, and I have to go find them. So, like, great, I just got into town, and now we're doing this. Awesome. And weird. And this was what made me, reminded me of what Senua's Sacrifice, they were talking about. She hears voices and things. Mm. And this is kind of the same thing. Something happens, and I can't remember what the deal was. But anyway, you wake up from being knocked out, and you hear voices in your head. And it's a little disconcerting, I have to say.
I can't wait to play Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice. I've heard so many good things about that, especially the sound. I know I had it done. Craves about that game, and Robin was praising it last week. I know me and Greg are going to pick it up sometime this week because it's in the Xbox Live sale. I was surprised by that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the first time it's been on sale. So we've always said that as soon as it goes on sale, we'll pick it up. I think it's $20. So
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to ping Greg $10 over on Friday when I get paid. So that was about £7 for me. So it's a bargain for me. It's
exactly.
Great. Game sharing's so good. So good. Similar to game sharing, we've got Game Pass, and you've been playing another game from Game Pass. In fact, all your games are Game Pass games this week, Phil.
You've been playing
Bomber Crew.
Bomber Crew.
Yeah, Uncle Griggles was playing this. He loves this game.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, and you know, it's you'd think it would be a mobile game. It's sort of very cutesy graphics. I don't know if Greg has spoken about it already, but it's you fly a Second World War bomber, and you've got to micromanage everything. So I've renamed all my crew. All my crew
Asked.
Yes, you can rename them. So completely by accident, Mark. Mark Wright is the mechanic.
That's
completely by accident. Yeah. Kim's on the radar, picking up radio signals. Nicole's the rear gunner.
That's
unfortunately, today, when I was playing it today, one of my wheels got shot off. And as I came into land with one wheel, I crashed and Nicole was killed. So it's the first time. So Greg's the pilot. Robin's navigator. So keep getting lost. It's a great little game. So as you go through, you pick up various missions. So you get gold or cash and XP to upgrade your plane, upgrade your crew. So you can upgrade the crew with skills, but also you can upgrade them with cosmetic items as well. So as you'll see on the screen, you're sent around the plane, you select the crew member that you want to control, and each one of those has a different role. So your bomber, for example, flips between or can flip between the front gun and the bombing section, and you have to make sure that the bomb bay doors are open, that you've got a little viewfinder as you go through the to set the bombs off or take photos of areas. The mechanic runs about fixing things, and at one point, and I don't know how I got past this because it automatically saves, but at one point I had you, Mark, out on a wing fixing an engine on fire.
Do you have a big hammer in your hand?
Whilst I was being attacked, and then stupidly, I told Greg to do an emergency dive to get away from the fighters,
on my wing.
And you fell off.
What?
But it's a great little game. It's multitasking, which I'm useless at. But it's fun.
It looks frantic. Is it?
It is frantic.
All right. Yeah.
It is. And as you get further and further, it gets quite frantic, especially when you have aces come in. Other pilots attacking you. So yeah, it's a great little game. And on that theme as well, I was just running through Game Pass because I'm waiting for Payday so I can pick up some things in the sale next week. I played Zombie Army Trilogy, which is really good.
Yeah,
now, I never played the sniper games. I think I played the sniper games on demos.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's basically a mod for that, but it follows the same same gameplay methods.
Yeah.
So if you're shooting something from a distance, you get the slow motion bullets coming out of the gun, and then it goes into a sort of X-ray version of the zombie as the bullet goes through the zombie's head or through the heart or whatever. Great little game, quite tough actually. It's very tough. Playing on normal mode, and it's not a walkthrough.
No.
So it's good.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
Me and Greg, we got this in the sale ages ago. I think it was only about £10, and we played it in Extra Life last year for part of our 24-hour, because it's up to 4-player co-op, so we can play three of us this year, Phil, in Extra Life. There was just two of us, and some of the sections were rock hard. We had to try it two or three times to get through because it throws a lot of zombies at you, a lot of enemies, and some of them are brutal.
It's like horde mode, so you get time to set up all your traps, your tripwires, your mines and everything, and then you activate by moving to an area or moving a skull or something like that. But great fun, pretty gory, mindless shooting.
yeah, and like I said, I've played the Sniper Elite 2 and 3, and some of those like slow-mo nut shots and headshots are so satisfying. They get the 3D x-rays.
I haven't tried the nut shots in the zombie yet. I don't think it'll work.
No. Don't think that'll matter.
No. So any other games, or is that all we've got for this week for gaming? That's all I've done. I've had a quiet
week. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I haven't got anything else. It's just stuff that I've done in the last couple of days since I've been back from holiday.
Yeah, very good. So just to recap, the games with gold for July, we've got on Xbox One, Assault Android Cactus, that's available to the 31st. Death Squared, that's available to August 15th. Anyone tried that yet? I've downloaded it.
I've downloaded it. I haven't looked at it yet.
I don't even know what sort of game it is.
I think it's a puzzle game.
Yeah. On the 360, which are also backwards compatible, Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown, which will be a fighting game, and a superb game, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction. I played and completed this on the 360, and I'm tempted to give it another run through because it's that good.
Never played it.
Have you? Oh, you're in for a good treat.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't like stealth games, but I like this one.
Yeah. On the PlayStation, if you've got PlayStation Plus in July, you can get Absolver, which is, I think, is another fighting game, and Heavy Rain. They are both on PS4. PS3, Rayman 3 HD, and Extreme Exorcism, which intrigues me for some reason. I want to check that out. on the PS Vita, Space Overlords, and that's also a PS4 cross-buy one, and Zero Escape, Zero Time Dilemma, which sounds like a weird and shit Japanese game. On the Twitch Primes, I've tried to lower this list a bit and just include the ones that are still in date, because it had a long list with the Prime Day deals.
Mm-hmm.
So The Bridge is available July 13th to 26th. Broken Age, July 17th to July 31st. Framed Collection, 18th to 31st. And Serial Cleaner, 18th to the 31st. So they should all be available now then.
Mm-hmm.
The only one on there what interests me is the Serial Cleaner, just by going what Greg was telling me. It's a bit of a Winston Wolfe from Pulp Fiction type thing, where you clean up after a hitman and get rid of a body and all the evidence. That sounds interesting.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So, we've no quiz this week. Nicole isn't on this week, and she was going to send me the quiz, but then she's thought about it and thought she can't be bothered, and she'll send it through. She'll do it next week with us all. So, there's no quiz this week, which is a shame, because I thought Phil was finally going to get off the... off 0 points.
I don't think I've actually played this game.
No. It's quite good, actually. It's quite clever how she does it.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to it. It's good fun.
She's throwing some evil, twisted things in there as well. That Tomb Raider one last week was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we're on with some news.
Here is the fucking news.
So, a bit of a follow-up story on the Roblox saga we reported on a couple of weeks ago, where they had some complaints of alleged sort of like virtual gang rape in the game. Now, what Roblox have done is they have blocked this. A popular games video game has blamed virtual gang rape on a hack. So, they're saying someone's hacked their system, and that's what's led to this gang rape. So they're saying that they've counteracted this hack, they've blocked it, and it's been updated on their servers, and it's been dealt with. So experts are still cautioning parents not to let young children play online without supervision, and to make sure you've got them parental control set properly, and make sure they're only playing with people they know. But they do say, they warn it is unlikely this will be the last time such a hack occurs. So that doesn't instill you much confidence, does it? Right, it's unlikely this will be the last time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there should be public information films. You know, they had the public information films back in the 50s, 60s and 70s. You know, this is what to do if there's a nuclear bomb. You know, they should do the same for this. They should have a public information film and say, go to this website, you know, switch on your parental controls. Use them. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
You know, little Johnny is not ready. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how old, you know, how advanced he is. 5-year-old little Johnny is not, you know, the right age and the right mentality to be playing GTA 5 or you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm in a local community Facebook group, and I don't really respond to stuff much in these groups, but someone had put it in there and they said, oh, I'm never letting my child play this ever again, and apparently their child was kicking off out of complaint. And I said to them, well, have you looked into it? Have you done the parental controls? And there are tools in there to help parents. I said, oh, no, just deleted it. There's no playing it again. And that kind of frustrates me a little bit. Like you say, Phil, people are aware. They haven't got the information on how to use the tools to protect their kids. But
you hear about it all the time. I mean, people I know let their kids or grandkids play on, say, Fortnite for 10 hours at a time.
it's a virtual babysitter is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I remember complaining then when they'd say, oh, you've got to come off now, and then they start kicking off.
Exactly.
Stardew Valley, which is a popular retro-looking 8-bit, 16-bit type game, quite cool. Well, it's getting a multiplayer update, and it's coming to the PC in August. So hopefully the Xbox version might get one soon. So the highly anticipated multiplayer update for Stardew Valley has been in beta for some time now, but it's about to make its debut on PC sooner than you think. You can rebuild your grandfather's farm with a little help from your friends starting from August the 1st, so not long to wait. The multiplayer is all about working together. You and up to three other players can create the farm of your dreams or duke it out with some monsters. You just got to make sure that when your friends come to visit, they have a cabin to call home. So this is going to be interesting. Anyone played Stardew Valley?
I tried it. It's very cute. Yeah. I just couldn't. I don't know if I was in the right mood for it, but it just didn't appeal to me at all.
Again, I've got this in a Humble Bundle things. I've got,
I think Rich plays it.
Yeah, I've got it on PC, and it is really good. I really enjoyed it. It does suck you in, and you've got like a fatigue meter, so when you start chopping wood together, wood and stuff, once you've done so much, you can't do anymore unless you eat something or drink something. And the clock ticks around really quick. You've got seasons, so different crops grow in different seasons. There's so much to do. There's caves where you can go gold mining, but there's monsters in the caves. So yeah, it's really cute, really good. Very deep for a... It looks really simple on the initial view of it, but it's a very deep game. So talking of Steam, Steam have issued some bans this week, around 95,000 of them, breaking last year's record. Valve recently went on a banning spree, resulting in over 95,000 Steam bans handed out over the use of cheats. On Wednesday, Valve's anti-cheat technology started kicking cheaters from the service. By the end of the day, 28,409 accounts were banned. The largest cull took place the following day, when 61,490 accounts were banned. As of yesterday, 95,812 accounts have been banned by VAC, which is Valve's anti-cheat system, this week alone. In July last year, they banned about 40,000, so it's well over double that. This mass culling this week may be attributed to the VAC identifying an unknown cheat where it's just detected, and it's obviously banned all accounts while using this cheat. The system monitors ARK, Survival Evolved, all the Call of Duties, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, Dota 2, Team Fortress, and I know it covers PUBG as well. So hopefully a lot of these cheaters will be gone and not forgotten. I did read further down on a different article, one guy who plays Counter-Strike Go, his account got banned, and get this, he had $30,000 worth of Counter-Strike Go skins and attachments and gear.
It's
just crazy.
Holy.
Yeah, $30,000. I don't know. I can imagine that on something like, what's that massive space game? Is it Eve?
Eve,
online, yeah. I can imagine it on that because the ships are worth a lot, but on Counter-Strike, go, God, this man's insane. And the final bit of news is PUBG, the developers of PUBG have apologised for an offensive mask. Players Unknown's Battleground have apologised after the design of an in-game item which has upset some Korean fans. On Saturday, a pilot's mask, which appeared to feature a rising sun design, was added to the game store. So this is like a paid skin you can download, like a helmet. Many Korean and Chinese people find the symbol offensive because it was used by the Imperial Japanese military. The developers have now removed the item and refunded anyone who's bought it. I've added a little picture in there. I can see there's a resemblance. On the side of the helmet was a red circle with a rays coming off it, so I can see how that's upset a few people.
Yeah.
Right, community questions and feedback. Sadly, we have no speak pipes. Come on, people, we need some speak pipes getting sent in. It is speakpipe.com/the_OC. So let's have some speak pipes for next week. No emails, yeah, neither.
Jason needs to send in some speak pipes.
I miss his speak pipes. They were so good.
Yeah.
The owl and stuff. So yeah, no emails neither this week, so we'll cover how you can email us later on. But events and happenings, we've got some new releases. I'll let you do them, Kim, if you want.
Alrighty, here are our new releases for July 21st through the 27th, and it's also the reason I've been playing this game, The Banner Saga 3 for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 24th. Mega Man X Legacy Collection 1 for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, also on the 24th. Mega Man X Legacy Collection 2, which when I put this down, I first thought that was a typo, but then I realized there was a 1 and a 2. For the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, also on the 24th. And a big one that I'm sure there's a few that are looking forward to is No Man's Sky for the Xbox One on the 24th. Is anybody looking forward to that one?
I've got it on PS4 already, but I'm tempted to get it on Xbox because of the hardware. The PS4, I've got a launch console, and it struggles with the game sometimes. It has improved a lot with the last updates, but this is another big update as well. As well as it coming on Xbox, there's an update for all versions. It's called Next, I think, which introduces a lot more stuff. So, yeah, I'm tempted to try it on the Xbox One X because I'm sure it'll handle it better.
Alrighty, we also have Train Sim World for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 24th.
That sounds boring, doesn't it?
for all you train people out there. Yeah. And we have Sleep Tight for the Switch and PC on the 26th. And those are your new releases for the week.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We've got an ongoing competition called Victories Achieved. Do you want to explain what that is, Phil, and go through this week's Victories Achieved?
Yep. So when you complete a game, you need to send a selfie of yourself with the game in the background, so the credits in the background, and make sure it's a selfie of yourself, not your cat, not your mouse, not your thumb, not any other body part, but a selfie of your face. And when you've taken that, send it to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag Victory Achieved. And this next contest runs the 1st of July to the 30th of September, and we will draw a winner, and that winner will receive either a $20 gift card, sorry, not £20, or £15 gift card for PSN, XBL, or Steam. And this week we have had Mr. Rich Webster himself, Real Rich Webster, completed Batman Arkham City. Great game. John Mouse finished The Crew, Dragonfire 01170 finished Assault Android Cactus. Yeah, so that's good going.
That the reason that's in red is that is Nicole's son, Sean.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah. So well done, Brilliant. Sean. Yeah.
Nice one, Sean. RCGC, Sarah completed God of War.
Excellent stuff.
Adams KD86, so Kyle finished Heavy Rain. PG Tips finished Salt and Sanctuary. And Kyle again finish Kirby Star Allies on the Switch, I believe that is.
Yeah, it will be. It tends to buy every game going because he bought God of War and he hasn't played it yet because he sent me it. He's letting me play it before he even plays it, so I feel really honoured.
He shouldn't have time to play games, should he?
No. He's just been married, hasn't he? So yeah. He should have other sort of like evening activities to be getting on
with. Yeah, for the next couple of weeks anyway, then that's it.
Forever. Yeah, then that's it for 25 years. I'm just saying. So everyone gets this special sound clip from Uncle Greggles.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
Oh, I can't believe this. We're not even an hour in and we're nearly done.
Wow.
Professionals, I suppose. Just on that victory achieved thing.
Yeah.
Always makes me laugh. Is that Kim or Nicole? You hear squeak, giggle halfway through. Mark, just play it again.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
I can't tell.
Just before the last victory achieved. Sounds
it's
like
probably
a little...
Kim. It's probably Kim.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Yeah, so because we've had no quiz this week, it looks like we're finishing a bit earlier and the news is a bit sparse and we've had no speak pipes or emails. Hint, hint, everybody.
Nudge, nudge, come on.
Yeah, yeah. So who have we had in the chat anyway, Kim? Have we got a list of shatters?
Oh, we have a list. We do indeed. We have Banana Nenon. Try to say that one three times. Commander Root. Decaf Smurf, Electrical Skateboard, Land Fusion, Stilted Puffin, who is a formerly Bobbins, and Veteran Gamers, which I'm assuming might be Chinny.
Traders.
So,
are they streaming on time this week? Are they actually recording on Sunday this week?
They're recording tomorrow, I think.
Again?
So, Chinner.
Yeah, Chinner, not
was,
the real Chinny.
Streaming, Prison, what was it called?
Prison Architect?
Escape. Oh, yes, that's it, Prison Architect.
Yeah. I wonder why they're recording Mondays then. Have we scared them off?
There you go.
Tomorrow again. Next week. Yeah. So another great podcast if you want to check them out, Veteran Gamers.
Indeed.
Yeah. So yeah, we might as well do some shout outs and get out of here and have an early night and do some gaming.
Wow.
Kim, do you want to make a start?
Sure. I'll shout out you guys. And I've you know, this was a speedy show this week. I'm impressed.
I feel guilty.
A little bit, yeah. Right? It's like, okay. Or I'm looking at the clock going, are we really done? Wow. But yes, you guys. It's always fun. And I'm glad Phil is back. So
yeah.
Yes. I missed Phil. So to our listeners and our viewers, you are the reason we do this. Otherwise, we'd just be talking to ourselves, which is nothing wrong with that as long as they don't cart us away in straight jackets. And happy birthday to Cindy again. You know, she's kind of my birthday buddy, I guess, because it's kind of the same weekend. So, hey, happy birthday and many more. So how about you there, Phil?
Thanks, Kim. Happy birthday to yourself again. And happy birthday to Kim. It's great to be back. I've had quite a few couple of months of very busy weekends with shows and various events, but back now for the next few weeks, hopefully next few months, before buggering off somewhere else. So no, all good. So shout outs to yourselves, Mark, again for running the decks and hosting the show, and it's all gone so smoothly that, as you say, we've done everything in under an hour.
Look at us go.
Yeah. The A-team at it again.
It's Nicole's fault for not. Yeah, it's Nicole's fault for not sending a quiz.
Things obviously slow down when we have the others. Just saying.
No distractions. No sidetracking.
No, I hope the other guys are enjoying themselves. And Robin's doing a fantastic job in his babysitting. And brilliant. Can't wait to have the whole gang back together as well. And over to you, Mark.
Yeah, I have made a mistake. I didn't do the closing notes, so I'll do them now before I do my shout-outs. Yeah, so if you want to be part of the conversation, we broadcast every week on twitch.tv/OCPodcast, mixer.com/OCPodcast, and youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. And that's at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast. And it's still in there, so I'll say it's 6 p.m. on Easter Island. iTunes, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. So if you want to leave us a review, every review is welcome. We love reviews because they get us noticed and more people can find us that way. We have clubs on all the gaming platforms, Xbox One, PS4, Steam, Discord, we're everywhere you can think of. Everywhere you want a game or chat, we are there. And we have a bit of audio from our missing Nicole tonight, who tells you how you can get in touch with us.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Correct the mundo.
I've always got to have the sound clip in there now. Thanks, Razor, putting that in my head. Yeah, so I just want to reiterate on that. You can get me at MarkAnnex on Twitter. I am MarkAnnex on all the gaming platforms, whether it be Xbox, PlayStation, or Steam. And I want to shout out you guys for joining me tonight. I was worried I might have to do another solo show, but thankfully you've supported me.
I was worried
me.
I was going to have to do one, and I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, because I haven't been feeling too good this weekend. My son came down with a bit of a sickness thing back end of last week. He was off work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, being sick and feeling naff, and I came down with it, and Jenny's come down with it today, so it's all going round. So, yeah, we're lucky we've got a shout-out today, to be honest. I want to shout-out Robin and Greg and Nicole for not being here. Hurry up and get your ashes back. I know Greg took his beautiful wife Cindy away for her birthday. They went to Lake Tahoe and they had a lovely time, apart from when they first got there the night before. It hailed and it was raining and the weather was really freaky, but I know they had a nice sunny day today, so that's all good.
Yeah, they went to see Keith Urban last night as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was it, yeah.
So that would be superb.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a bit of a crush on him, hasn't she?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't, Mark?
Well, I didn't even know who he was until Greg mentioned it last week.
You don't know who he was?
I had to look him up.
Who is?
Who else do I want to shout out? All the listeners and all the shouters, thank you very much for joining us. And Starved of Help, who's just joined us at the last minute.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, burritos for the win. Well done. in fact, to be honest with you, Jason, I love chicken fajitas. They're my favourite. So, I'm not too keen on tacos because they always fall to bits for me. Everything falls out. I don't know if I'm doing it wrong or making them wrong.
None of that for me anymore.
Anyway, please put my chemics. So thank you very much, everybody, and we'll be back to normal next week, hopefully. Well, we are not. We're never normal, are we?
Normal
enough. This was normal.
Yeah, it was normal. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I'm just padding for time now. But yeah, I'll play the outro and we'll get out of here and play some games. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.